Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. There was a big Apple fix. You had to make a fix on your phone or you'd be hacked.
Okay.
That was a big deal. And then Apple had their big event yesterday. With more information on that, our gadget guy, Steve Greenberg.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Morning.
Let's start with this fix. What the hell happened?
So this is kind of a little strange thing. It had to do with the iMessage on the phone. So it's basically a
That's the messaging.
Patch. Yeah, the messaging system.
But what
interesting about it, it's called...
Which is what...
For texting and whatnot.
Anyone with an iPhone who texts should listen to this.
Okay.
Listen. All right. Pay attention,
Absolutely.
AJ. Okay, here we go.
So this is a zero-click. It's called a zero-click hack, meaning almost every other kind of hack out there, you have to touch something on your phone. You have to stupidly download something you don't know or accept a picture or accept like, this without you doing anything to your phone at all, not even touching your phone. They were able to hack found some flaw in the software. And it was really used to attack one phone, from what I read. A Saudi activist was hacked, and they used this method to hack his phone. When this was realized that there was this flaw in the iPhone, that's when they said, uh-oh, this could be used on anybody at any time. We better do something about it. And they created a patch that fixes now. But this is for eavesdropping, for remote data theft, all of that. And it was possibly...
When you say data theft, you mean like bank account stuff? If you have...
Everything. Your passwords, anything that's on your phone, which is everything. It was pretty serious. And in fact, it was so serious that Apple, you know, quickly put out iOS 14.8. I actually downloaded it last night. If you go to your settings, you hit general, you go to software update, you should see it there, and download it and update your phone so you patch that flaw in the software. It was quite the, you know,
software
was a big
update.
Deal, and luckily it was caught in time.
Settings.
This time.
Oh, wow. General. See, it didn't even show up as something I had to do. You know how usually it has that little number? It's like you have one download you need to do here.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I thought
that was great.
Holy crap.
I didn't get a notice.
I'm doing it right now.
It's there. Yeah.
Download and install.
It's pretty easy to take care of, thank goodness. So
doing it right now.
And luckily it was caught in time, yeah. Okay.
Should you back up your info before you do that?
No. I think it's, you know, most of these fixes are very self-contained. They know exactly what's going after. It even pretty clearly states this problem and that it's going after this download is to patch this problem. So you shouldn't have any problems with it. And this is, I think, also true on, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might be also true for your iPads and whatnot. I had an update on my iPad as well.
Oh, didn't even consider those.
All right, I hit
yuck.
I hit the button,
they're
I believe.
All iOS.
I think I'm updating
so
right now.
It wouldn't be your Mac, for example, that it would have a problem.
What's that?
It's an
the Mac?
iOS issue. It wouldn't be a Mac. Would not be a Mac issue because it's an iOS issue. But iOS is what's on your phone, and what if you have an Apple tablet? It's on your iPad.
Okay.
What about a watch?
The watch, that would be also iOS. So yeah, I would doubt that's a good point. Absolutely, I hadn't thought of it. I don't have one. But
you're the gadget guy, and you didn't think about it.
Well, other stuff to worry about.
You know, truthfully, and I never wanted the watch. I mean, I still don't. Though the new one that they announced yesterday, it looked nicer than the other ones. But I think it's just a I've got so much. I'm on the phone always. I'm holding. I mean, I just don't need.
What's the point?
So
if you have a phone, you don't need the watch.
That's
seriously.
How I feel. I mean,
yeah. It's one or the other.
I literally, someone got it as. For me, and I like returned it. I was like, I really don't need any more of
so
this stuff.
First, it said 14 seconds or 30 seconds, 14 seconds, and then done. And then it said, now it's preparing the update. This feels weird.
No, yeah, because that's just different stages. So the first stage is shorter, the next one, I think it took my phone about about 20 minutes ultimately.
I felt like I was hacked yesterday because I went in to do this update.
Uh huh.
And I had two updates I had to do. One was Apple Pay, which I have since I got this phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing it. Sorry. And then the other was, here's an update. So I press it and it went zip done. I'm like, oh, that's bad. It's never that fast.
Wait a minute.
Come to find out, it's not even that patch. I had to go in and dig and find it right now. AJ, how you doing over there?
I mean, I hit it. I put my passcode in there, and I hit it, and now, I mean, nothing's going on. I mean, that thing that said update now is gone, and now I'm just looking at a page saying, see what's coming in iOS 15.
That means I think you did it.
Cool.
It didn't happen that fast.
I think
mine is still, mine says preparing update.
And some people have on their phone automatic update.
Yeah, I do have automatic updates.
It may have done it. Yeah,
I have automatic updates. It didn't automatically update this.
Oh, that's what happened. See, I was taken care of already.
Phil, you happy you don't have an iPhone right
so
now?
So happy. So happy.
I don't automatically update.
Why don't Androids get hacked?
Who wants an Android?
That's why.
You're making enough money.
Like, who cares?
How much do you make a living here?
Yeah. I remember when I started getting into Macs, they never had a virus. And Microsoft Windows always had viruses.
Yeah.
And I asked someone about it. They said, because no one really has Macs yet.
Yeah.
And
everybody had Windows.
And the same thing with the iPhone. If you had to go after one type of phone, it's the iPhone. In this case, it was really, this whole thing happened because of this one Saudi activist. He had an iPhone, and this whole thing was an attack on his information.
Well, the intelligence community came up with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, intelligence.
And they started using it to, for this type of stuff.
And then, of course,
someone along the chain said, hey, you know what? We could actually make money on this.
Oh, do tell.
Now, would that be able to get inside a bank app, like a stock app, that kind of stuff?
Those things that have double passwords, which some of our things have these days, are more protected. But almost so much of what we have isn't double password. Your banking app might also have, not only do you have to get into the phone, but then you have to use a face recognition.
Right,
to get
okay,
into that
great.
App.
Yeah,
those
excellent.
Things have a double protection, so they tend to be harder for the hackers to get into.
I have a double password on my fantasy football app.
Yeah, I don't do
that's
anything
important stuff.
I don't do anything financial on my phone at all. So
you can't have Russell Wilson.
No.
All right, Steve Greenberg is on, the Innovation Insider. We're talking about this patch. You got to go dig for it. Go into, if you have an iPhone, go into General, go into Software Update, and then it'll say that 14.
That's there. 14.8.
Mine is still preparing update. Huh. How long does it friggin' take to prepare? You have been prepared?
Well, right now it's writing everything down on your phone.
Right, exactly.
Yes. That's the hackers.
That's right.
Get him just a moment. Yeah. Just a moment. Give him the blue dot.
Right, let's talk about this Apple event yesterday. The Apple non-event, actually.
We talked about it, I think, on Monday, before. And pretty much what I said on Monday came to pass for the most part.
Yes.
It's called iPhone 13, not 12S. There are no big surprises. In fact, the fact that there were no big surprises, the stock actually went down. That may have been because of the attack, or maybe because people were disappointed that there wasn't anything radically new with the phone. But whatever it is, Apple stock took a little dip yesterday.
No, can I tell you? Can I tell you that, all right, so it was faster chip, 5G, better camera, better battery. This has been the same Apple event since Steve Jobs has died.
Same outfit, too.
This is the difference between Tim Cook and Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs would constantly come out with new stuff and push for innovation.
Yes.
This guy is, let's make what we have better, better, better.
That's it. Just update that
and
stuff.
And anything that this guy introduced that was new was developed under Steve Jobs and introduced during this guy. This guy has not come up with one new thing.
You have a new color.
Keep in mind, Steve Jobs came up with the Mac.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Came up with the iPod.
Yeah.
Right? This was mind-blowing. Like, you could have, 5,000 songs in this little tiny box?
Oh, my God.
Now we just take it for granted.
Good heavens.
But that was mind-blowing.
That's huge.
Like, you could carry
Bigly.
5,000 songs in your pocket.
Bigly.
Yeah, forget all these CDs and everything.
Then he combined the phone and that.
Wait, and I can make calls and listen?
Then we're going to have a million apps.
And he dressed like a mime.
All of this happened.
He did dress like a mime.
Then the iPad and... I mean, just keep going. The iWatch was developed under him.
Steve Jobs changed the world. I mean, the world is never going to be the same for better or worse because of him. Tim Cook just took it, like you said, went further with it, made a lot more money with it. I mean, Apple was doing well when Steve Jobs left, but nothing like it's doing now. I mean, it's got more cash in the bank than anybody else out there, and that's all under Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs has wrote out some of the serious problems and the security issues and whatnot, but all of it goes back to Tim Cook. And I think even Steve Jobs, if you were to sit down and talk to him, he would admit the same thing. Other things that it's going to have more storage, you know, 1 terabyte, some new colors. The watch is kind of a sleeker design.
Can you imagine? This is, you go out and say, yeah, new colors,
yeah,
and a longer lasting battery. Yeah.
If you think about it, iWatch sounds pervy.
I think it's called the Apple Watch. I don't think they call it iWatch.
Yeah. Call it Apple Watch.
Maybe they saw the same issue. Like, well, you know, that sounds a little weird. Let's not go with iWatch.
Yeah.
And the price point, I think the two lower ones are going to stay the same price. The higher end ones are bumping up a little bit in price. The one thing they do have that I like personally is it's going to have this cinematic mode, meaning you can shoot like portrait mode, kind of a rack focus on your video. And I shoot a fair amount of video on my phone, so I think that's going to be kind of a nice little perk, but certainly not thing to make me throw this phone out and get another phone.
They did a lot of stuff with the camera that's going to affect how other apps like Zoom works, and you'll have a better look and all that stuff. But it was a zillion little things and no big wow moment.
No shocker.
You know what they should have?
An hour and 40 minutes. Don't waste my time with nothing. Come out and say, yeah, brighter colors, faster chip, 5G, better camera, better battery. Good night, everybody.
You know what they need in their phones and the cameras? A built-in filter that makes you look good. That automatically
they
take a picture.
Have that, they don't they?
Automatically does it.
So there was one thing that's addressing that in that was announced yesterday.
What's that?
There's something that recognizes your skin tone.
Okay.
And so you could pick a filter.
Right.
And this phone will figure out that it's you with the skin tone and the filter that you like.
It's called iUgly.
And put it on. Yeah, iUgly.
iUgly.
Yeah,
okay.
So fix me. You ask for something that you don't care about.
Fix me. No, I'm not bad. I'm listening, yes.
Yeah.
And the filter won't impact the background. So, you know, you can, you know, make your face a little yellower or more, you know, a little cheerier, and the background will stay the same. So
that's cool.
That's a nice thing too. But again, these are all little things, and the world agrees with you guys because the stock went down as opposed to, you know, a new announcement should bring the stock up. Instead, it kind of went down. I think most people are a little disappointed that it wasn't more. There wasn't more wow.
Look, if you gave me 5 lifetimes, I wouldn't be able to do what they just did and announced in the last year. But you know, I'm in the cheap seats here. I want to be wowed. Like, here are the next couple of things they should think about. One, holograms, right?
Ooh, hologram.
So you want to have in FaceTime with someone. Look, Star Wars came up with this, right?
My God,
they're doing
Leia.
It at concerts now.
Yeah.
You put your phone on a tripod, and it makes a little mini person that you're talking to on FaceTime.
That's cool.
Okay? That's what I want. I want to be blown away. Like, wow, the hologram. Oh, I'm rushing out and getting this phone.
Yes. Take my money.
Like the communication from Star Wars.
Yes,
help
exactly.
Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you slide the phone. Or you slide the phone into a helmet and you have virtual reality.
Oh, I like that.
Come on, people.
Seriously. Chomp, chomp.
Let's do this.
Chomp, chomp.
Oh, we got new colors. Okay, great.
Terrific.
Okay. Oh, and you made the camera better.
I just wanted a grape colored phone. Good, thank you. Good. Appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. Great.
Grape.
Listening to how you Keep take command of Apple, if I were Tim Cook, I'd be scared right now.
I'm just happy I found the on switch.
You're going after his job. You're going after his job.
Well, you know, you got smart people, then you got to have this, you know, the person who comes in and just says, I want hologram. Give me hologram.
You're that person,
Jazz.
No rest
until
that person.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Be the bull, Danny.
Yeah. Make it so.
Right. Or maybe you could put the phone. You have two phones, and you put them on your shoes, and then it's acts like a jetpack.
Oh, cool.
Ooh,
all right, so I had two out of three of my ideas there.
And it's also a camera.
Steve really liked that one, Chad.
It was about the iWatch again.
All before 8 o'clock in the morning, you did all this. That's amazing. I'm impressed.
Wow.
All right, so that was a not a wow moment. And the whole presentation was recorded and boring, and it felt like the worst corporate annual meeting.
That kind of money?
They used to have a monster crowd at these things, but ever since the pandemic, they do it now. They do it in an empty arena or whatever, the big stage, and they just pre-tape it, and then you know everybody gets it exactly the way they want it to sound, and then they edit it and then release it at a certain time. It's very
boring.
It doesn't feel live. It doesn't feel exciting. It is boring.
You want to have Kevin Bacon doing like Footloose?
That speech
he gave.
And flying with that new flying phone thing.
Right.
I'm psyched about that.
The flying phone, the hologram. That's
hologram.
Long overdue.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual that. Reality.
That'd be so cool.
iFly is a nickname.
Or how about this?
iFly.
You hold your phone up, and you don't need to remember any password ever.
Oh, I like
you
that.
You just put your
you just
face
think of it.
To your phone.
Right.
Right? And boom, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You're in every app. You're in. You know how many passwords I have to remember?
Like, yeah.
Oh, this one, that one. Okay, this app has facial recognition. This one doesn't.
You know what your phone should do? It should yell cop when a cop's going by. Cop! Put the phone down. Like that friend, cop!
That's good.
Right? Damn it, put the phone down.
Yeah.
Cop!
Be super
okay.
helpful.
Great. Or boss.
Boss, right?
You know you're screwing off on the job.
Right. Boss!
Boss!
It automatically has something like that has to do with your job.
Wife!
On your phone. Right.
Wife!
He's not working.
Right.
My owner's not working.
Yeah, something new. We need something new here.
Yeah.
Something big.
A little pop, a little fizz over here.
There's no oh wow moments anymore at these Apple things.
No.
When they do have one now, we'll all be surprised because they actually had something that wasn't different colors, different sizes, better camera, better battery.
They probably listen to everything we just said right now on our phones.
Mm.
That's true.
You are right about that.
All of a sudden, hey, look, there's a hologram.
That's next what the year. Update was.
Right. Yeah.
And a thing that says cop.
Right. All right, Steve, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank
and,
you.
I'm telling you, Tim Cook should be shaking right now.
Yeah.
He should be worried. You're
didn't he make beer?
After him.
No.
That was Jim, his brother.
Okay.
Gadget game show. What the heck is that?
What is that? There's the theme.
Gadget on the show.
Check it out on YouTube or go to gadgetgameshow.com.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Who's the dumbass here, the snake or the 5-year-old Russian girl?
I would say the zoo. Let little kid pet the snake and then bites. Blah, 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 blah.
I've never seen a snake.
Wait, what was the last thing you just said?
Blah, 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 blah.
What is that?
That's him just being dumb weird. Continue, sorry. That was not flubble. That was him laughing in the Russian way. That was the Russian word for continue.
Mm.
Blah, 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 blah.
5-year-old Russian girl named Victoria was interacting with some kind of a beaked snake.
Beak snake?
What?
There's a beaked snake.
Yeah. Mm. Says a Rufus beaked snake. Beaked. It's R-U-F-O-U-S.
Oh, no, I meant it's a big snake. Big snake, not big snake, a big snake.
A Rufus beaked snake.
Ah, Rufus.
Never heard of it.
Tell me something good. Tell me. Wah, wah.
That is a weird looking snake.
Wrong Rufus. Okay. Where's the Chaka Khan?
Its whole face comes
where's
to a
Chaka
point.
Where's the Chaka Khan?
Right? It's a Rufus.
Oh.
Tell me something good. Wah, wah. Tell me. Tell me that you like it. Yeah.
It's poisonous. It's a very poisonous snake.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, that does not belong in a petting zoo.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it does not.
It all depends. Like, if you're like, in like places where your life means nothing to them, then yes, it's a petting zoo snake.
You know what's funny? Like, you go to these other countries or you hear stories, it's like, wow, they really haven't figured out a lot of the stuff we've already figured out.
Yeah.
There's no OSHA over there.
No.
There's no safety rules.
Yeah, usually the overpopulated countries have that. Because basically, if you took yourself out, you're doing them a favor. There's more
food for
everybody
else. We went to Portugal. We're going up this a mountainside with a cliff, like 2 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And this little tiny rope with like almost like a driveway, you know, those stakes you put in the driveway to show the snowplow where not to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I like, first of all, this is not holding anyone.
Yeah. No, I go over. Yeah. I'm just going over.
Kids are running around. Parents aren't holding their hands. And right like this thing just drops right off. I like one kid trips over anything. It's like, goodbye, kid. That's why they have 8 kids.
Right.
It's like, yeah, not all of them are going to make it.
Yeah. They call it the Humpty Dumpty. The one kid's going to crack.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And this is what's happening in Russia, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, eh, wow, we never really thought of that. We shouldn't have the kids petting poisonous snakes.
Right, well, you see the scorpion exhibit. Go ahead, walk barefoot among the scorpions.
A 5-year-old Russian girl named Victoria was interacting with a rufous-beaked snake when the predatory reptile curled around her neck and bit her on the face.
It's okay. It means he likes you. That was a kiss. More, more.
Oh.
That was kiss.
I don't like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I love the name of this petting zoo just to see what else is it, you know.
Right.
What else can you pet?
You have a president that does that.
Here's a lion.
Here's a porcupine.
Right. With poison quill.
Don't sneak up behind it.
Here's a bear 220 cable plugged into the wall.
Who wants to swim with shark next?
A staff member removed the reptile. And this story says a mildly venomous breed.
Mildly, right.
I don't know. I looked up bites online, and that part of the body that gets bit is like 3 times the size it should be.
I mean, the word venomous right there. There's no like venomous light. Venomous means venomous.
This breed hails from East Africa.
Oh. Came a long way. Had some Russian food.
That's a lot of...
He's hungry. Want a bite? A beaked snake.
Girl was taken to a hospital for treatment.
Yeah, I'd hope so. What else would they do?
We took it to the nurse. They put Band-Aid on boo-boo.
Did they need to include that part? Like, I just assumed that was part of the story.
No, that kid's dead. They just wrote that.
Yeah, I think the line in here is just to let us know that she didn't die 5 seconds later.
Right, yeah. No, it took 10 seconds.
All right, we might not have OSHA. Right. We do have hospitals.
Right.
I picture the hospital having chickens running around the hallway.
They still treat people with leeches.
Yeah, right. There's moose in room 1.
Those are effective.
Leeches?
Yes.
Gotcha.
All right, remind me not to go to Ashley's General Hospital.
If you get a cut, Chaz, no problem.
This is a veterinarian and barber shop.
I got you.
I have a hangnail. Do you have a Band-Aid? No! I have leeches.
Right.
They'll suck it right off your finger.
I think there's still a rare beauty routine. You can, like, put leeches on your face and body, and it's supposed to rejuvenate you.
Good luck with that.
Before we move on, can I tell you a snake story from yesterday?
Please.
From yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So over the weekend, I moved a wood pile that was outside my living room. And yesterday, I'm walking through my house. And I see the cat has a weirdo toy. Jennifer likes to play, buy them all kinds of weird toys.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I don't remember this one. I walk by, then I walk up a little bit closer. I'm like, that doesn't look like a weirdo toy. It looks like a snake.
An actual snake.
It was a baby snake.
Is that a song?
Murdered without a head.
Oh, the cat? Killed it, took the head off.
Wow. And the cat's playing with it.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Wow. So it was a weirdo toy.
Was it Katika's? Was it Lady Katika Sparta?
No, you know who does that at the house?
Furley?
Furley. He's the
Furley.
Hunter.
Oh.
He will jump like an athlete through the air to get a moth or a fly.
Wow.
Yeah, no, there's no question in our mind that it was him.
That nervous face is a killer?
It is.
Wow.
It's only nervous when there's strangers over at the house. Now he's become very calm and confident.
Right.
But he's the hunter. Like, if we waited a couple of months to name these two, his name would be Hunter.
Wow. Hunter.
How the hell does a snake get into your house, first of all?
I'm guessing it was in the wood. Did you put the wood inside?
Well, I think that it probably came from the pile.
Yeah.
But now you got to get from the pile to in my house.
Yeah.
How do you get in the house?
Well, naturally, you knock first.
They can really flatten out.
Right. Furley let him in.
Yeah, it probably went under your door. Your door sill.
No, I doubt that. But they can really flatten out.
Okay.
Any small opening.
Okay, dress like Santa Claus went down your chimney.
Yeah, okay.
Grab me one, Mr. Snake.
I thought, well, maybe the Bilko doors. But then you got to go down the Bilko door. You got to go through the Bilko doors. You got to go down the stairs.
Right.
You got to go through another door at the bottom of those stairs.
Right.
You got to go across my gym and then up a step under another door. And then you would then the cat could have at you.
Okay, I'm guessing he dressed like an Amazon delivery person and went to your Ring camera and the cat let him in.
And here's the other deal.
Okay.
I did get a package from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in my foyer. and I opened it, saw what it was, and then just left it there.
Oh, no, you don't do that.
Did you order mice?
About 2 hours later, there's a headless snake.
Yes. Snakes, cockroaches, they come out of those boxes. You can't leave them in the house.
Cockroaches?
Not cockroaches. Cockroaches.
Cockroaches. Caca.
Yeah.
There's a cockroach.
They're made of caca.
Right.
Cockroaches.
There's caca everywhere.
It's the fun way to say it.
There's cockroaches.
I'm always worried about paper bags from a store because, you know, the store can't help it. Sometimes things happen. But I'm afraid that they'll, you know, you'll get a cockroach in a bag.
You will.
So I try to get those bags out and into the container as fast as possible.
Right. A family of cockroaches.
From now on, when you get a box on your front porch, shoot it. Make sure none's living in there. And by the way, this vase you ordered is all smashed.
It's more likely that the snake came from the...
Like some idiot shot it several times with a 9mm.
It was a tarp. There'd be like 5 holes in it right now.
Why is there a chalk line around the box outside?
You think it's more likely that it got in through some... It's a snake from the wood pile?
Well, there's snakes.
Or do you think it's a snake from the box?
The box.
I'm guessing wood pile. I'm going wood pile on this one. It's a wood snake.
Mm. Smell I don't think it came in the box.
Smell it. If it smells like cardboard, it's from the thing. If it smells
like
wood. You
think it came in a box?
I don't think so.
No.
It absolutely did.
Unless you ordered it. Did you order special? Like overnight?
You know, I got to read. So I bought 2 tarps to cover the wood.
Right, yeah.
And maybe it says, order 2 tarps, get a free snake.
Complete with snake.
Order 3, get the snake with the head.
Oh, man. See? What a bargain you got. Yeah. The cat killed it.
We got to do this story later. A guy stabs his coworker with a pen for telling him to work harder. I just feel like this has AJ potential on it.
You think?
Yeah. A Long Island girl, 22 years old. Moves to Florida to be with her boyfriend. They get in her van and do a cross-country trip. They're posting videos from various cool spots. The trip was supposed to go into October. Friday, the boyfriend pulls into his Florida driveway in her van without her. No sign of her. No one's talked to her. She's missing. He won't talk to cops. He gets a lawyer. Parents won't talk to cops. The girl's parents have a press conference. They're crying, pleading for help. And this kid lawyered up immediately.
Yeah.
And the kid, through his lawyer, released a statement yesterday. And basically the gist of the statement was, I'm going to remain in the background.
No, you're not.
So the parents came out yesterday and said, what the hell? We need you to tell us where you last saw her. We need you to at least tell us if we're looking in the right spots.
Least you can do.
This is someone you called the love of your life. We'd like you to help us find her. Attorney Norm Pattis is on. We were talking about this yesterday. What do you think about this?
Well, it's just really compelling. I mean, it's awful. I just can't imagine being in the eye of that storm. He's smart to lawyer up, and you know the state may not be able to develop probable cause to believe that he had something to do with her disappearance on this record. However, you know, the family does have some options, and they could consider suing him. But you know, what would the legal theory be if they were to sue him? It wasn't that they negligently entrusted their daughter to him. You know,
so
she's
an
adult. She's not an. It's not like giving your car to the neighborhood drunk and telling them go for a ride. But in the civil, you know, he has an absolute right in the criminal context not to testify, and it can't be held against him. No adverse inference.
Hey Norm, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Mouthpiece.
Oh shit. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
You have a tendency to say the S word.
Hello.
It's 2 days. We're going to try it again tomorrow.
Well, you know, when I say snit, sometimes it sounds like the H sound. It
gotcha. Knows. Right. Yes, you're having a snit right now. Yes.
When I'm talking about ducks, it sometimes the F sound comes out. And then there's that Tourette's thing. But anyhow,
Norm,
you know, he has an absolute right not to testify.
Can the cops make him answer questions?
No.
No.
Huh. They said, please?
It's a categorical no. There's no ambiguity about that at all. What
they'd have to have evidence to get a search warrant to get in the house, but they can't make him answer questions.
Correct.
His attorney, right, has either looked at this guy and said, there's no way I'm putting him near any cops to answer any questions. His story doesn't hold up, or this is why would you not at least say he's going to remain in the background? He's not going to talk to the media, but he will cooperate and help the police in any way. Why wouldn't it be something of that nature? Unless there's something that we all know is probably the case.
Well, I mean, let's put it another way. Why would he? The police, you've got a missing young woman and suspicion. The police's job is to determine where she is and to develop evidence of a crime. The last person seen with a missing person is usually the primary suspect. If he's the last person seen with her, he's the primary suspect. Why would he volunteer to be prosecuted? So he has,
to help them find her,
right.
Unless he did something that would put him in jail,
probable cause.
At some point, the attorney has to realize, right, that all of this is going to weigh on a jury if the state puts together enough to bring him to trial, right?
That's the million-dollar if. I mean, what are they going to put together to bring the trial? It's a no-body case. There is no evidence that suggests there was foul play. excuse me. There's no evidence to suggest that there was foul play. Why would you give them evidence that makes you a suspect?
You're assuming
that it's foul play. You're assuming that the young man was responsible, and he may well be.
I am.
But his lawyer's job is not to help the state solve a case. His lawyer's job is not to help her parents sleep better at night. The lawyer has a duty of absolute loyalty to his client, and that means protecting his interests.
You've been in high-profile cases. You've been in so many high-profile cases that I think that give me your opinion here. At some point, the media and the public, the pressure will become unbearable, and he'll have to talk. No? This can't go. It's not going
to
get better.
Come out swinging. No, his lawyer just needs to say, look, there is a presumption of innocence. I'm not recommending that my client speak, and he's not going to speak. That's on me. If you've got a problem, take it up with me.
So first they were blaming the parents. Now he has an attorney, so they're probably going to blame the attorney. But if you're his attorney, are you putting him on a lie detector? Are you having him do fake police questioning just to see how it goes? Are you doing any of that?
Yes. So we have routinely submitted our clients to private polygraph exams to see what they'll say, you know, to see how they bear up. And, you know, sometimes the results are not what you would hope for. But the lawyer, if the state wants to speak to the lawyer, they've got to give the kid something. And the lawyer is doing a fantastic job of maximizing his leverage. And so at some point, the state's going to come to him and say, look, we're desperate for a lead, and the lawyer's going to say, well, my client's happy to speak. What will you give me in exchange? And I would not expose my client to prosecution in exchange for the information. I just wouldn't do it.
So Anthony from New Haven is calling in about the van. Can the girl's family demand the van back? The cops got the van, and they're looking at it now. So they rolled up to his house and said, yeah, we're taking this.
Well, I don't know under what authority they took the van. They'd need a search warrant for it. But if it's her property, for her parents, right now there's an open investigation, and there's something called the law enforcement privilege that permits police officers to retain primary evidence of a suspected crime. I don't know that there is enough to suspect that there's a crime. We have a missing persons complaint. So they have seized the warrant, or they seized the van. If they search it, they search it at their peril. However, here's an interesting...
What do you mean they search it at their peril?
The evidence might be suppressed because it's an unlawful search. So, for example...
Damn.
If the van belongs to the parents and not to the young man, he doesn't have what the law calls standing to object to an illegal search. The parents may consent for the search. But what if he had apparent authority to operate the van? What if she lived with him in Florida and they treated the van as their own? He might arguably have standing to say, you can't search my van, a van over which I have apparent authority without my consent.
Damn it.
You didn't have my consent. You seized the van. The fruits of any search are therefore illegal and suppressible and cannot be used. That's a close call in this case. And I've not been following the case independently. All I know is what you tell me about it.
Yeah.
So on the theory that the van indisputably belongs to her parents and that the young man has no claim to ownership, dominion, or control over it, then the parents can consent to the seizure and search. If officers go in the search and they find evidence that suggests foul play, that could support a conclusion, you know, a probable cause to believe that that a crime was committed. Then there, the next step is, did he commit the crime?
Let's go back to that for one second. Let's just say that they both drive the van, right?
And they both
They both drive the van. All right. So her parents. Right. Let's just say her parents bought the van, or she bought the van. So legally, it was hers. Her name's on the paperwork. But they lived together, and they both kind of drove the van. They both drove the van on this trip. Cops come. They take the van. They look inside. They see blood droplets, or they see that blood. They put luminol in the van, and it's like, wow, okay, we got a couple things here. At that point, can they get a search warrant for his house? And, you know, can they go into his house at that point? And then is that evidence that they found in the van submissible?
There are a number of questions. I'll take them in reverse chronological order. As to the admissibility of what they found in the van, if I'm the young man's lawyer, I would say that he had dominion and control over the van at the time that they seized it. And if they seized it without a warrant, his Fourth Amendment rights to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures were infringed upon, therefore suppressed. Wow. If the court denied that and held that because she held title to the van, or the parents had title to the van, and he was a mere user of it, and he lacked standing, then it would be admissible. So you've got the luminol tests, and you see blood spatter evidence in there. Then you do a test to determine whose blood it was. She's missing, so how are you going to determine that it was hers? You look for enough DNA evidence that you could identify, and you'd seek to match it to known DNA from her, off a toothbrush or a hair gland, his follicle or something.
And again, we're hoping she's still alive and found safe.
Yeah.
If you will, I mean, obviously that's the hope, but we're all assuming otherwise right now.
Yeah.
So if you can match the blood spatter evidence or evidence of blood spatter in the van to her blood, you know, then now what happened?
Yeah.
Is that evidence of foul play? You know, you might want to have an opinion about the spatter. I mean, you know, there's cutting your finger at a cutting board, shaking your hand, and a splatter against the wall. That will give one type of pattern. There are so-called arterial spurts, where if a major artery is transected or cut, the blood comes out with such force that it leaves a distinctive pattern on the wall.
That's
the blood spatter expert's testimony. Depending on what you have there, you may have evidence of violence to her, whether self-inflicted or inflicted by a third party remains an open question.
Again, but we're just speculating. None of this. We don't know if they found anything in the van. We don't know if they're searching the van. We know they took the van.
She might be alive.
She might be alive. All of this stuff. But this is why I think that if the worst happened, that they're going to find the body, because this kid, one, doesn't seem like a planner. And they were on a trip together. This was something that was not planned and probably spur of the moment. And usually those cases, it's just a matter of time before you find something.
But you don't know any of those things. Those are all assumptions.
I know.
How do you know it wasn't planned?
I know.
How do you know he didn't think, I've had enough of her yip
and
yapping and she's never going to let
me know. I'm a surface researcher. I read a couple headlines. I'm like, he did it!
Right.
I would not be on your jury.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to need your reaction over here.
We've already had that discussion. If I ever see you in a courtroom when I'm picking a jury, I'm going to move for cause so quick my head's going to spin. You know,
guilty.
He thinks I'm guilty. You know,
I mean, you're not. You're not.
Well, I might be guilty.
Let's do it. Let's have you play the other role. Let's just say you're the state. Okay. How do you? What do you do? How do you pursue this? This is a tough one.
On the attack.
I call up the defense lawyer, and I say, we'd like to talk to your client. The defense lawyer says he's not talking. I say, we'll enter into a proffer agreement. We'll agree not to use his words against him. And the defense lawyer, if he's smart, will say that's not good enough because you can use your investigative leads. And I'm the prosecutor. I don't know how desperate I would be at this point. I might agree I might negotiate on what we could and couldn't use for a lead on the body. But I wouldn't waive the right to prosecute him for homicide, because if he did it and I can prove it, he shouldn't walk. So I would say perhaps to the defense lawyer, look, we can't guarantee you where the investigation is going to lead. We may find her as a result of what he said. But if he cooperates, we might consider a charge less than murder, manslaughter, for example. And we might commit to charging no more than manslaughter. And whatever the maximum is there is going to be less than it is for murder. The defense lawyer would then say, forget about it. They may not find a body. It may be composed. Animals may take care of it. They may never get this. This may be a
too many cameras now.
Case. Yep.
There's too many cameras, and they know, and like tracking ability with cell phones and things of that nature. They're going
to. When's the last time you've been to the Teton National Park?
My mind several times.
Well, okay.
You know, no, I've been, you know, if you've ever hiked up in there, that gets pretty remote. I don't know where they were. There are ravines in there that aren't visited often by humans.
But again, we're just talking here, but you're not going to go too far. You're not going to carry, you know, a body too far. And again, we're just talking and hoping I'm wrong.
Yes.
Right.
You're assuming he carried the body. What
yes.
if they went on Norm, a hike?
In my mind, he is guilty as hell.
Yep. That book's been closed already.
Like he's dripping in guilt. I could smell his guilt from here, and I'm in Connecticut.
Wow.
You're a buzzkill. You want to raise all the possibilities, but you want to leap to the conclusion of guilt. In
what
order
else
to prove
would
a case
there
of
be?
Murder, you have to prove opportunity,
when,
means, and motive.
When was
and
there
you're
a case?
Eliminating that discussion when, by leaping to a conclusion.
Name
that
a case
there
where this kind of happens. Someone disappears. The person that's of interest is not talking. And then it turns out, it was like, wow, you were not the person after all.
Look at that.
Sorry.
TV, maybe?
There are a line of cases in the law known as the corpus delicti cases. You got to have proof of the body. You got to have proof of the crime. And they arose in early modern Europe when people would disappear. Someone would be accused, sometimes executed for murder. And 10, 15, 20 years later, the person would turn up back in the village. Whoops, we can't bring you back to life. And so there are special rules that apply in a missing body murder case.
Sorry.
No cell phones. Yeah.
You know what? I could think of one case where I was wrong about it. Richard Jewell. Remember him? The Olympic Park bomber?
Yeah, right.
The Atlanta case, yeah.
The Atlanta case. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this guy is guilty as hell.
So guilty.
Yeah. So. All right, maybe.
The rule of law is designed to place some breathing room between a defendant and those who, like you, I would just suggest, are too quick to reach conclusions.
Oh, I'm the mob.
Convenient, comfortable.
I got the torch and the pitchfork.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do
realize
that.
You know, when I talk to you, every now and then, I've got Deliverance playing in the back of my head.
Oh, you hear that too?
You're not the only one.
Yes, I have the silverware.
I thought the radio was on.
Ding, 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 ding. And there's AJ, look out. You know, and then you got Phil back there shining, you know, you got Phil testing the noose. I mean, you guys are dangerous.
I'm the guy in the cowbell.
It may well be that you're right, but you've got to prove that you're right. You just don't get to assert it. And that's the whole purpose of the Bill of Rights. That's the whole purpose of due process of law. You'd ask me what a prosecutor would do. You know, a prosecutor will make whatever he will offer whatever he can in the interest of justice to close the file. But the defense lawyer, in the same interest, in the interest of justice, has a duty to protect his client. And no agreement can be reached.
I got to roll. You're a great attorney, obviously.
Yes, you are.
My gut tells me the only thing he's doing right now is prolonging the inevitable. We all know we're going to get to the conclusion that I think we're going to get to.
But what do we do with your gut? Do we put it in a robe and say that it runs the courtroom? Because if it does, it runs roughshod
like
over
to
the
put
rights
my
of individuals.
Gut in a robe.
I'm trying to get rid of mine.
Weird looking.
Yeah, actually, I would like to get rid of my gut.
Yes.
What about this jerk in Berlin?
Hey, a jerk.
How do we not find someone like this?
It's a Howard show.
How
the
is
hell?
It still? We're still looking.
Right. She couldn't have gone far in those heels.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Berlin police look to identify women who assaulted U.S. Navy sailor. On 9/11.
Seriously. Of all the times. Never, first of all, but just a good day.
First of all, you got to say Berlin. You can't say Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin.
Because they want no association with the other Berlin.
Exactly. Although things are better.
Nah, we're over here.
Things are better now over there.
Yeah.
It's the wrong country.
Right, right.
Not us.
Right. That wall came down.
It's like, okay, you know it's spelt the same way.
Yep.
Berlin.
Yeah. Folks will lose their mind.
Berlin.
Yep.
No. Berlin.
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 Emphasis on the burr.
Berlin.
Not the lip.
Berlin. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I know it's like Frankenstein, Frankenstein.
Right.
Okay, I got
Frankenstein.
It.
Well, we know the tempers of
Frankenstein.
The tempers of Berlin.
Okay. Berlin. I love the people of Berlin, except for this one lady, and we don't know where she's from.
Yeah, right. She may not even be from there.
Exactly.
We don't know.
She could be an import.
I can't believe that, you know, with the social media narcs, and this time rightfully so, that this woman, it hasn't been like, oh, okay, yeah, it's so-and-so, and we're talking to her now. So she walked into a pizza place around 9:45 p.m. on 9/11, sees a guy wearing a military uniform. I think she's like a little screwed in the head. I don't know. This is just me not doing research.
Speculation, totally.
But I think she thought that at some point they went from green to, maybe you could help me if you're listening and you know. I think she thought it was like an army guy, and they went recently from their camo from green to blue or blue to green, whatever. I don't know. But she was clearly stupid at this moment.
Well,
she started yelling at this guy saying, this is a fake uniform.
You're a disgrace.
You should not be dressed like this.
Disgrace.
You're a disgrace to America.
To the United States, yes.
Do we have the audio from her?
This is disgusting. Disgusting. No, you are not permitted to grab my phone. You're not permitted to grab his hat.
Yeah.
I don't know where this behavior is coming from.
That's the person holding the phone,
right.
Not the sailor.
Right.
The sailor, by the way, is quiet.
Yeah, kept his cool.
Got pushed.
Yep.
Had
got
something
pushed.
Thrown at him.
Yeah, he could have annihilated it right there. Just they teach
well,
that stuff there.
What is that?
They teach this stuff.
What is that?
What? Like kung fu and whatnot. Like,
okay.
Could have flipped like a cheese omelet. Exactly.
Like just judo chopper in the neck.
Right. Boom. And he was like a Navy guy, right? She just realized.
Sailor. That's what we've been saying.
Yeah. She just realized they don't dress like the Mr. Salty Box, right? They don't have that little white hat and that, you know, that outfit from
the
back
Mr.
in the 1920s.
Salty Box.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't dress like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. Not
they have the whites.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they called the whites? Like when they come in for...
I have no idea.
Fleet Week?
I'm guessing.
They're all dressed up in their white... I'll tell you what. The women love that stuff.
She goes, look, nothing like that YMCA video or the other one.
Yes, they do.
In the Navy video from Village People.
My entire experience with the whites is from A Few Good Men, and I have no idea how accurate
that is. Goes up
and that was Marines.
Yes.
Well, they were Navy
fighter pilots.
Officers
oh,
visiting
Tom,
the
Tom
Marine
Cruise.
On base.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Goes on
where we belong. Matthew, or whoever you are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you actually know it was Matt. Yeah. Anyways, that's a little creepy. But no, the Navy went from these digital blue camo to what the Coast Guard was wearing, which is kind of like a darker, it's a green type. It's kind of like a playoff the Marine Corps uniform. But
gotcha.
They did switch uniforms a couple years ago. And
no one told her.
She didn't get the memo, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right,
no, she missed the memo. You know, that was with Millie, General Millie. But anyways, so I was in Gitmo for a year down in Cuba, and I asked every Marine I could or sailor that I could if they wore the whites, and I always got really bad looks. I don't quite understand it. I guess
really? They
didn't appreciate A Few Good Men.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, nobody did.
Well, you were. You know, I see what you're doing there, Yankees-Red Sox thing. Okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you very much.
No, they changed uniforms, so that's probably why. But it's actually funny because they changed to the Coast Guard uniform, so this lady doesn't even know what she's talking about to begin with.
It's interesting why they would change.
And when you say Gitmo, you meant like on the outside and inside, right? Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay,
just checking. Guantanamo Bay, yeah.
Tough stuff, man.
Big difference.
Tough stuff. All right, thank you, brother.
Yeah, man, thank you so much.
Again, thanks for your service.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, so this woman goes nuts in a pizza place. First of all, who gets mad in a pizza place? Okay, it's the happiest place on earth.
You're getting pizza.
You're about to get a pizza.
It smells fantastic in there. The melting cheese and the sauces and the dough.
Right.
And the meatballs.
The three main ingredients of a pizza.
And the meatballs, kind of the meatballs and sausage.
But even if you walk in, like, first of all, if I see someone in a uniform, I just say thank you for your service.
Exactly.
I don't know enough to say, that's a fake uniform.
I don't check the validity, yes.
Yeah.
Unless they have like a chocolate like badge on them, you know?
A what?
You know, the chocolate badges they used to have that was like wrapped in gold foil, yes.
Right.
In that case, I'd be like, okay, this person's Gugutz. Yeah.
No, but if I'm standing in line at Walmart and someone in front of me has camo pants and a camo shirt, I'm not like going to say, hey, fake uniform.
I just say thank you.
Like, all right, maybe they're a hunter.
If they're buying coffee, Hey, let me get that for you.
And who the hell goes around just picking fights like this?
No, seriously. You should never do that.
Yeah.
For this reason.
So angry.
How do we not have her name by now?
Nothing. No information.
Maybe she never really happened.
So we talked to Channel 3. They were doing a report on it this morning, and I thought, well, let's talk to the reporter covering it. And she said, well, the story hasn't developed since last night, so it's basically the same stuff from last night.
Oh, okay then. Thank you.
I thought to myself, man, that's a good gig. Why don't you just call it and say, hey, just run what you were running last night.
Right, nothing happened.
Nothing
I'll be
to
over
see here.
I'm still my slippers over here.
Yeah. Do we have the report from last night?
I have the one that aired this morning.
Okay.
That's right, Nicole, and police are investigating this as an assault. They're asking anybody who may know this woman to give them a call. Now, this all happened at a pizza restaurant here in Berlin on September 11th.
This is disgusting. Disgusting.
It
She's
was closing
so
time.
Mad. Like, we have to... I want to talk to her.
It makes me cringe.
Why are you
there
so
was
angry?
Something going on before she walked in, right? This was the little straw.
I think she tripped on the way in and felt embarrassed.
She did not walk in there like, I'm about to get a pizza.
Yes.
Yay.
Happiness.
My life's fun.
Yay.
Pizza.
I'm going to get a bottle of Coke with it. Yay.
Pizza.
I'm going to get some garlic nuts.
Yay.
I got nuts.
Garlic bread and soda.
Yes. Uniform.
Right. You know what she sounds like? You remember that little guy got really mad at the musician outside in the street? You're a nothing! I went to Berkeley! You're a nothing! She has that exact same type of tone of her voice. I'm picturing him instead of her face.
Do you know what he's talking about? I remember
the
this.
The little guy in the blue shirt.
I wouldn't even
you
know.
You want nothing!
I wouldn't even know what to Google to find out.
Just little guy in the blue shirt.
Guy yelling at street musician.
New York man mocks musician.
That was
guess,
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that? Are you going to Google it?
Just heard the tone of her voice and the anger just reminds me of him.
I remember that video, the way you said it. I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
He looked kind of like Woody Allen.
Have you ever been yelled at in public for... Wait, never mind. I'm talking to AJ.
Let's see.
He does the yelling sometimes, it seems like.
Right. But it goes both ways.
Actually, but... you've all yelled at me in purple. Wait, hang on.
I've yelled at you
hang
in purple
on,
before.
Hang on. Shut up. There we go. You've all yelled at me in public.
Nuh-uh.
Sorry.
That's the number one hit of the week.
No, it ain't. I can top that. There's still three more days.
Yeah, it's only
well, two more days after the day. So.
Wow, back to back.
You know what? I'm going to smack you in the head. Go find
I didn't make you. Maybe you should smack yourself in the head.
Go find that audio.
Straighten that tongue out.
Find the audio, producer
maybe
boy.
You smacked in the head too hard.
Chop, chop. So you doing good?
Yeah.
You know what happened? My lip touched this mic and I'm all grossed out now. I'm like, oh. I know I sanitized it, but like everybody speaks into this thing. I'm all freaked out.
That's the problem.
Well, I'm going to go with that one.
20-something years of flubs.
For now.
It's the microphone that your lip just touched.
You would think it would happen so often, yes.
Did you find that, Phil, or no?
Yeah, he's yelling at this trumpet player in Poiple.
What do you think you are? You any kind of artist? Anybody know who you are? Maybe everybody else wants to enjoy the peace and quiet. This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you? You miserable, presumptuous, no talent.
That's her brother.
You're no artist. An artist respects the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity.
We gotta stop treating people like this.
He's wearing a dress shirt that is tucked in very far. Like, the pants are pulled up beyond his belly button.
He looks like Woody Allen and Danny DeVito had a love child. Yes.
And he's carrying a garbage bag.
Yes.
You're nothing.
But she reminds me of him. When I heard her yelling, I'm like, that reminds me of that guy.
Oh, I don't hear it.
This is disgusting. Disgusting.
You're right.
I'm just picturing, like, her face on his body now.
The stuff your brain holds on to.
Isn't it amazing, though, sometimes?
It is remarkable.
It's amazing.
Nothing important.
All that leftover bong water. What?
Yeah, this woman just... I don't even know if the sailor wants to press charges.
Didn't speak to any of the news organizations.
Nope.
They asked him. All he would do would confirm that it was him in the video, apparently.
No, but if suddenly her house blows up from an incoming missile, what happened?
Can you imagine... signing up to defend your country, to leave your family and friends and community, to go serve your country and possibly give your life for your country. And then on 9/11, you're in a pizza place thinking maybe someone might, and you don't want it. You don't want any attention, but someone might say, thank you, especially today. And you get yelled at? This is insanity.
It was a different word before you. A jerk.
That she's a jerk is not a shocker, but that we haven't like wrapped this one up. How does this?
Yeah, how did this one slip out of your fingers?
You know what I'd love to do? Post a picture of you and say, identify this guy because he, you know, I don't know, disrespected a child.
Was there any
but
like
yelled at a child?
Right. Is there no like cameras outside? Perhaps that
there'd
got her
a
car.
A million posts.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, she left and then came back to yell at him. So she made an order, picked up the food, went to her car, then came back and had this whole exchange.
Really? She deliberately came back inside to yell?
Like, this could have easily just never happened.
You already had your pizza,
just
your garlic knots and everything else,
oh,
right?
Oh, man.
It's worse.
Two-liter bottle of soda.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
I could witness a robbery, and if they give me my pizza, I'm leaving. Because there's that sweet spot. You got to eat the pizza before it gets cold.
Or you can eat while you're talking to the cops.
I'll call 911 on the way home, but this thing, I want to eat it when it's at that beautiful temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Not hot out of the oven, but not cold. Not past that. Not right. Over the hill.
Where you fold it, and it's just so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need pizza right now.
Cheese still has to stretch when you bite it.
Yes, yes, yes. Not break off.
Chaz and AJ.
Cheese.
Hey, listen, I was just thinking, this lady had to call the pizza joint, order the pizza, correct?
She might have walked up the street and ordered it.
Right. Yes.
But I'm thinking they must have her phone number or something, her name, you know?
Right. Normally you say, what's your phone number?
Yeah, you're good detecting. Or a name.
Yes, very good.
Smart.
Okay, yo.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Put you on the case right now.
Thank you. We need you to be a detective.
See that?
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I'm calling about the Berlin incident.
Yes.
I didn't know if you checked in the Berlin Buzz on Facebook or Berlin Talks on Facebook, but the sailor actually did post a statement, and he has a whole story written there about what happened in Facebook. His name is Sean Nolte Jr. on Facebook, N-O-L-T-E. Junior.
Okay.
And he wrote a whole statement about it.
What was the gist of the thank you. What was the gist of the statement?
Well, he was just writing a whole big paragraph about what happened. He came, you know, the woman came in, got a pizza, she went outside multiple times over the course of 10 minutes. Her food was ready. She walks in to get the pizza. And she looks at him and says, with a nice smile, very sick, thank you. Have a nice day, ma'am. And continued about, not 30 seconds later, she comes back in and starts yelling at the pizza staff. He is fake. My husband is in the army. And, of course, you could assume the rest. He even pulled out his valid military ID and showed it to her. But she kept on claiming that my military is ID is fake, and she showed him her dependent military ID and screams, this is what your ID should look like. And as I realized there was no persuading this woman that I am not fake, I politely say, tell your husband to thank you for his service for me and have a nice day. And then she storms out of the pizzeria and then storms back in again and progressively starts screaming at him again that you disgust me, and that's when you see that video, you know. Wow. And then she slapped him. She took his hat off his head and threw it on the ground.
Oh, that's what she threw.
See, at that point, yeah, he's a barrier right there.
Man.
Yeah, they called his lid, you know, the lid that they put on their head.
Yes.
She threw it on the ground and then slapped him, you know, and then continued with
on 9/11.
Yeah.
On 9/11, yes.
Any day it's a bad day. But it's additional salt into the wound.
Yep, you're a complete turd. Yep.
Ashley?
I found him on Facebook, young guy, and he posted it himself, it looks like 7 hours ago, And there are a lot of people commenting, 29 comments. Some people are saying, I'm sorry this happened to you. Someone else looked at a different news article, read the comments on that article, somebody suggesting an ID. So I have a screenshot here of a name of somebody thinks this is the person.
Oh, of the woman.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And yeah. I think the police actually have finally identified her just recently. And, you know, she's talking to the police now. So I think that's the update. I don't know if you can talk to the police department about that. But
yeah, they have her name. I'm a jerk-off.
That would explain it, though, if right. That was her name.
I'm like, sorry. You come from a long line of jerk-offs. I'm sorry. Gotcha. Yeah, Hugh jerk-off.
Okay,
I need a jerk-off.
Right.
If this ID is correct, it says she's from Cromwell.
Well, apology coming soon, right? An employee at an Altoona eatery was arrested Sunday after reportedly stabbing a coworker during a heated argument over him not working hard enough.
Oh, see? Let me show you how hard you can work.
What's that now?
Let me show you how hard I can work.
Gotcha. Police were called to Five Guys in Altoona. And what's that?
I was clicking myself.
Yeah. And found the victim with a stab wound to their neck.
Wow. That works, huh? I mean, wow.
Mere inches from an artery.
Ooh. Wow. See, now if he worked harder, he would have got the artery. So next time, put an X where the artery is and then go for that.
But wait, we don't know who got the pen to the neck. Is it the person who wasn't working hard or the person who was yelling?
I think the person who was yelling got things a little stabby, yes.
You're having a great day today. Thank you.
I have a pen.
Like I said, you're having a great day
Thank
today.
You. Thank
great
you very
day.
Much. Thank
great
you.
Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't listen to the words. Having a great day.
Yeah. Police report that both the victim and the nutbag stated that they got into an argument over the victim telling him he wasn't working hard enough. So it's the victim who took the pen.
That got stabbed.
That took the pen
right
to the neck.
Yep.
Yes. That is not where you put the pen. Please just put it in my pocket.
Right. Sorry, you look like a holder.
I am not a pen holder.
Maybe that guy's last name is Holder. No, he has Ben.
Can you carry this for me?
Right.
The two employees. So they get into an argument, and then they say, all right, let's take this outside.
Pens are done.
They go out to the back parking lot behind the shopping center. The victim told police that at that point, the nutbag said, quote, I'm going to kill you.
Well, see, be up front. Let folks know your intentions. Same thing when you're behind the wheel. Always signal for a turn, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I'm about to do.
Right. I'm announcing my intentions. It's your intention to die. What happened next?
So the nutbag then related that he took the pen from his sock and swung it at the victim.
Ooh, not a sock pen. That's the worst.
A concealed weapon.
Yes. I keep my pen in my sock.
Who carries a pen in their sock?
Well, I know that one guy for once.
Just in case.
Yeah. You never know. Take your shoe off.
That does sound like
a check.
Secret weapon.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. He doesn't know I have a pen in my sock.
Is that code?
Police noted that the victim had an inch-long, rather deep cut to the left side of his head behind his rear. I'm sorry, behind his ear.
I'm going to stab your ass.
Where did he stab?
Oh, you know where the pen went.
That's not my neck.
And you can keep that pen, by the way.
Mere inches from an artery.
Wow. If he tried harder, would have got the artery. Damn it.
Ugh,
here's another person who really cares about their job.
Exactly.
You're not working hard enough, and I'm ready to kill you.
Right.
If you don't make these burgers faster.
Seriously. Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. Right. You'll be dead. I'll be in prison, but damn, I'll make my point.
Right.
And it's at the end of this ballpoint pen.
And until the cops take me away, I'm making more burgers. Because I care about this company.
That's another deal. Imagine being at the counter. I'm like, I'm hungry. I just placed my order. And then these guys start.
They argue, then they disappear. Where are they going? Wait, are you leaving the... Do I make these myself?
I'm never going to get my food now.
I didn't tell you what A1 sauce on my burger.
wonder if the customers were betting. Who do you think is going to come back?
Yeah. Well, five guys.
I think my guy's going to come back. My guy's going to come back.
Oh, yeah? Want to go outside? I have a pen.
Yeah, someone wasn't keeping up with something.
Yeah.
Their whole thing over there is you get like an overdose of French fries.
Did they tell what kind of pen they used? Like what caliber of pen is that?
I don't know. It was
some pens are flimsy.
So it was probably a metal pen.
Right.
And he's like, I am going to use this to kill people.
It's like a quality pen.
Exactly, right. Yeah, like a James Bond pen.
It's better than a quill. Quills are sharp.
Well, giant feather.
Right. Yeah, well, quills, you can either tickle them or stab them, one of the two. You got both ends.
You could use it for, it's a multi-purpose.
Exactly, right.
Like
right.
A Swiss Army knife pen knife.
I can antagonize you or I could stab your ass, one of the two.
Or I could write the Declaration of Independence.
On your forehead, right. And signed by your nostrils. I say he's signed by his nostrils.
That would be interesting if you stabbed that in the back of someone's head. It would look like they're Native American.
Like a bird, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently he's a condor.
Those feathers were a sign of bravery. Each time you did something, you'd get a feather.
Wow, so the chief had all those feathers.
That's right.
Damn. That's respect.
That's right.
Word up.
Well, earned, clearly.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why you're chief.
They were like military stripes.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
I did not know that.
So I see you got a feather in your... Oh, hey. It's in your head.
Hey. Hey.
You know, there's an easier way to do that.
You must be brave. Yeah. Yes, I encountered a nutbag.
I wonder if after... So you get whipped up into a frenzy like road rage.
Yes.
You go out into the back of your job, place, workplace.
Right.
You grab a pen out of your sock and you stick it in the neck of someone.
What
I wonder after you stick it in the neck of the person, if you say... All right, maybe this is a little much.
No, you say, I need my pen back, by the way.
I wonder if the blood was squirting out the end of the pen.
Right.
It was like an oil well.
Right. Right. Yep.
Definitely if it hit that artery.
If it hit that artery. Boy, is my face red.
The immediate reaction from me, if I were the receiver of the pen, would be like, okay, you're right. I'm going to step it up.
Yeah. I can see your point here.
Let's just stop right now. I'm going to work harder.
Yes.
Now, with that in mind, I have to remove this pen from my neck and go flip my burgers.
Or you could say, you know what? I'm injured now on the job and you work on his comp.
Don't get blood on the burgers.
Yeah. How rare are these burgers? There's blood all over them.
It's not ketchup.
It's the blood of five guys.
Everybody lives.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.